Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Acts chapter 2, verse 14 and verses 22 to 32. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. Men of Israel, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did among you through him, as you yourselves know. This man was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. David said about him, I saw the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will live in hope, because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence. Brothers, I can tell you confidently that the patriarch David died and was buried, and his tomb is here to this day. But he was a prophet, and knew that God had promised him on oath that he would place one of his descendants on his throne. Seeing what was ahead, he spoke of the resurrection of the Christ, that he was not abandoned to the grave, nor did his body see decay. God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of the fact. From the time of his death in 1924 to 1972, over 10 million people visited the tomb of the Russian leader Vladimir Lenin. Millions of dollars have been spent on preserving his body, and to this day, visitors from around the world wait in line for hours to view it. If you lived in Moscow, it would be hard not to know about Lenin's tomb in Red Square in the center of the city. If you lived in Jerusalem in the first century, it would be hard not to know about King David's tomb. David was the most famous king of Israel who ruled the nation during the golden age of prosperity and influence. He was the military hero who stood up to the giant Goliath and saved Israel with one stone from his slingshot. He was the poet who penned some of the most beautiful and heartfelt songs in sacred scripture, including Psalm 16, which was quoted by Peter in his sermon. Therefore my heart is glad, and my tongue rejoices. My body also will live in hope, because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. It sounds like David is rejoicing because his body would not see decay. But David died, and his grave was there for everyone to see. So, who was he talking about in this psalm? Peter said, But David was a prophet, and knew that God had promised him on oath that he would place one of his descendants on his throne. Seeing what was ahead, he spoke of the resurrection of the Christ, that he was not abandoned to the grave, nor did his body see decay. Amazingly, Jesus was speaking through the mouth of David and predicted his resurrection from the dead 1,000 years before it happened. If Jesus could make a prophecy like this through David, you can be just as certain of the promise that he makes to his followers when he says, Because I live, you also will live. Jesus not only predicted his own resurrection, but he predicted yours as well. Dear Savior Jesus, thank you for speaking through the mouth of David to predict your resurrection from the dead. Help me to take comfort in your promise and know that it is true for me. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.